The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Saturday, August 1st. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single-game tickets are officially on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Entering his 17th season in the NFL, Jeff Skinnina has rejoined the Texans for practice. How does it feel to be back at training camp?
It feels great. I've always liked training camp for some reason. It's just great to be back to work. It's easier to come back to somewhere you've been. You know everybody, you know how it runs. Especially at this time of year, when I've gone to other places, I've always gone earlier, so I was able to mesh in earlier, but it seems like old times.
And here are Gary Kubiak's closing remarks from day two of training camp.
Well, I just think that, you can still get a lot of things to teach off of on film, but yet, not have the tax of 2-a-days on their body. So it's just a little different format we're trying. We did it a little bit at the middle of camp last year, but I thought we'd do it from the get-go. As long as we get this type of attention, we'll be all right.
What kind of things are you looking for when you evaluate players, doing mental reps?
Well, you're seeing who's into what they're doing. I mean, it's easy to come out here in the afternoon when you're having jog-throughs and stuff and just kind of go to sleep on the group. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to see who's paying attention, who's prepared for practice. All the reps we're giving them in the afternoon are difficult reps, things that are tough. They'll get exposed if they're not ready to go.
Gary, were you expecting Brian to be here?
Yeah, I really was, and I think I told all of y'all that this morning. My understanding was that he would make it in time, but as we got going during the middle of the day, I think his plane landed at 2:40. So to land at 2:40 at Bush and try to get here, get a physical, sign a contract, not possible. So hopefully he's in a meeting here in a couple hours.
How important is it for him to be here?
It's important. It's important. He's 2 days behind right now. They're not reps that he hasn't had. He's had these reps, but still he's 2 days behind his teammates. They're fixing to put the pads on in the morning. So it's important, but I'm glad it's over and we get him to work.
He's slated as a starter. What you see him at right away?
We drafted him with where we're going with our defense, what we want to do. That's why we drafted the young man. We like the way he can his presence on the ball, playing on the tight end. So that's what we're going to be asking him to do a great deal. But he's very athletic, can rush the passer. So just like Dwayne, we brought him in here for a reason. We're going to put him to work real fast.
How important is Chester Piston off his line?
He's very important. He's been a guy that's played, I think, every snap of Texan football. So that tells you how committed he is to the calls here. And he's done a great job since I've been here. And really, I thought he took a big step as a player last year. Got some respect, some Pro Bowl respect from some voters. And I think he's heading in the right direction. So very important.
Antoine Caldwell played a little bit of offense, guard and center.
Yeah, that's why we brought him in here. He's got some swing in him as far as, what he can do up front. That's important on game day. He'll battle to me for a guard spot on this team, but we needed to teach him the center position first because that is so important. That's probably the toughest position to learn up front. So he's fine. He missed a little time. Hopefully he'll be okay.
Gary, we missed you this morning coming on Coach, mm-hmm. getting him signed. And yeah. Can you elaborate one more time?
It was very important. Rick and Chris were up here. I think it was 3 in the morning last night, the last time that we talked, and they thought they were fixing to get it done. So it's been a long process for them. They've done a good job. Brian and his agents have done a good job. But, there seems to be a lot of guys missing some time that are first-rounders right now, so I'm glad ours is done.
In fact, he was here during the summer, late spring. I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
I know you want him here, but at least he kind of –
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't missed anything he hasn't done before, so that's a good thing. And he wanted to be here working out while we were doing the contract. He just couldn't. So that's a good sign, but I know he's chomping at the bit to get going.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you that the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. And